Vermont is one of six New England states weighing new legislation to make it easier for people to own and install small plug-in solar panels. The technology could be a good fit for people who live in apartments or mobile homes. Here to talk with us about these solar panels is Vermont Public Climate and Environment reporter Abigail Giles. Good morning, Abigail.
Good morning, Jen.
So tell us about this tech. What exactly are plug-in solar panels and how do they work? And are they different from the solar panels we're used to seeing, you know, on people's roofs, like the ones on mine?
Yeah, they are a little different. So these panels are light. They are small. You could hang them off of a balcony or a porch or prop them up in your yard. They're a few feet wide and they plug into a conventional wall outlet and basically make energy from the sun and send those electrons through an inverter right into the wires in your home where, for the most part, they get used by your appliances. Now, we're not talking about enough to power your whole house, maybe your fridge or air conditioner. People have been using this technology safely in Europe for more than a decade. And Jen, there are some people here in the States who just really can't get conventional rooftop solar. It requires a sturdy roof. That's people in mobile homes, renters who don't have access to their roof. So plug-in solar could be a good option for them. I talked to Greg Cattell, who lives in a mobile home in East Montpelier that he's fixing up. He was pretty excited about the idea.
It's very compelling. Number one, saving energy, you know, lower bills. Number two, the fact that, you know, you can just sort of plug them in.
So I think you're hearing there's some excitement about the sort of energy independence this technology offers. Greg spends about several thousand dollars every winter to heat with kerosene, like a lot of mobile home residents. He did just get some heat pumps, so he hopes that this could save him some money. Conventional panels will do that for people, but they cost about $30,000 up front in Vermont, so that's a big cost barrier. And these plug-in solar systems in Europe, they cost less than $1,000, and you can get them at IKEA with a battery. So right now, there isn't really a supply chain here in the U.S. They would be pricier. But the idea here is to enable this, you know, these to be installed, create a supply chain and an incentive for companies to make this technology here, and to allow people to install them without that sort of special agreement you have with your utility to get a rooftop solar array now. So removing some red tape. But there are some limitations and concerns.
Yeah, we were really lucky that we bought them with the house. The solar panels were already on there. Okay, Abigail, if they're so safe and effective, why can't I pop by my local hardware store to buy these panels like after today's show?
It's a great question and one that environmental advocates in the region are increasingly asking too. So the big concern here is the idea that you've got appliances making electricity and then you've got ones that are using them all on the same circuit. American homes aren't apples to apples with European ones. There are some differences in our wiring. For one, New England has some of the oldest housing stock in the country. Homes here are built with wood, not with concrete or brick like a lot of homes in Europe are. So electrical fires are a bigger concern here. And I don't know about you, Jen, but do you know what's in your walls?
I don't exactly know.
Yeah, I think that's true for a lot of Vermonters. I know I live in an old farmhouse and have found some scary things in there. But there's some concern that if people can just plug these panels in, they might start fires. Then there are some current concerns about adapting the technology for American circuitry. So companies now are working to address this. Things like making the plugs shock safe, shut off for power outages to protect line workers. All of this is being hashed out still. I would expect we could see some models on the market later this year in this country.
Okay, so Vermont is one of about 30 states nationwide that are considering bills to make installing these panels easier. How are lawmakers looking to address the concerns you just mentioned?
Yeah, so the big question here again is, should you be able to install one of these systems without permission from your utility or from state regulators? Maine was the first New England state to allow them earlier this month. Virginia and Utah already have laws in the books. Maine lawmakers said, hey, for very small systems, you know, enough to power, say, a refrigerator, you can just buy them at the hardware store and plug them in when they become available. Bigger than that, you'd have to hire an electrician to install them and put them on a dedicated circuit to try to sort of protect you from those electrical fire concerns. Vermont is looking at similar measures, and all of that means it could be harder at first for renters to leverage this technology. But just about everyone I talk to seems to agree that this is a smart move for safety.
Well, Abigail, we just have about a minute left, but I have to ask you what the debate has been like in the Vermont State House, and maybe that contrasts to how the debate's been in other states.
Yeah, nationwide, Jen, we have seen some pushback from utilities and some of the trade unions against this technology in other states that stalled legislation there. Less of an issue here in New England. So far in Vermont, there's been strong bipartisan support for this legislation. It sailed through the Senate unanimously. That's not super common for a climate policy. Utilities here support it, provided lawmakers include some safety provisions in the bill that we talked about earlier, require people have smart meters so that they don't get charged for this power. Electricians and firefighters are reticent to see this be a true plug-and-play technology. I think they won some sway with lawmakers there. But, you know, a lot of people have pointed out we do allow people to plug in gas generators right now. So there's questions about how different this really is. The bill is in the House committee that deals with energy policy now. Things are looking promising, and the Scott administration supports it. So this is really shaping up to be one piece of climate policy that has support from across the political aisle.
You've been hearing from Vermont Public climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles. Abigail, thank you for being here this morning, and we will stay tuned to your reporting on this topic.
Thanks for having me, Jen.